Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. So you may be wondering, what is this podcast episode going to be about? Why are we talking about comrade, and why is it comrade resting? Welcome to this episode once again. Seeing the title I've chosen, I feel like I have an obligation to explain to you. So the title of this podcast was supposed to be Sabbath, and then I just kept thinking about what I was going to talk about and everything. And then this morning, the idea just came that you're talking about Sabbath, and Sabbath is about rest. Why not use comrade rest? And that's how that creative idea came to be. And confession, I was almost tempted to use one of those comrade stickers on this episode design, but thanks be to God, I didn't, like you have seen. And that's enough introduction for this episode. I guess I'll give you an insight as to what we will be discussing today, and that's about Sabbath means rest. The first time the word rest that you can interpret as Sabbath is used in the Bible, when God created man, and then the next day, which was the seventh day in the Genesis account, he rested. I can't remember the first time I heard someone preach about it or make mention of it, but it just really stuck. And what the preacher said was that man was created on the sixth day. And so the first full day that man got to witness was the Sabbath day, was rest day. Yes, God created man to work, and work is an important part of life as humans. But the first day that man got to be, and obviously, like we have spoken about God a lot of times in the course of this season, God is not a God that gets tired. He's not limited as humans. And so he did not rest because he needed to rest. He rested because he wanted to pass a deeper message to and mankind by extension, that we are meant to work from a place of rest. But today's episode is not about work and rest like you would think I would speak about it. But today's episode, I would be talking about rest in the love of God, embracing and just being at home in the love of God. So God loves us, and he has proven it in the death of his son. The truth remains that God loves everybody, regardless of whether or not they come to terms with that love or they come to accept the love. And one story in the Bible that I believe exemplifies receiving God's love and God's lavish love is the story of the prodigal son, where a father had two sons. One was older, and then the second one was younger. And the younger one, at a point, asked his father for his inheritance and went away and squandered it, and Sapa came for him. And so at some point, when Sapa has gotten to the neck, I like the way I'm retelling this story. When Sapa got into his neck, he now thought that my father is a rich man, my father is well to do, and even the servants in my father's house are living better than I am currently living. In other words, Sapa knows to choke my papa's servant. And so he came back home with the intention of asking his father to now become his servant, because he had grieved his father and made mistakes and all of that. But the Bible tells us that when the father saw him, he ran to him, he hugged him. He did not even allow the son to give his speech that he already planned on how he wanted to become his servant and all. He clothed him like his son and just went all out for him. In our day and age, we'll say he had correct uwambe, where there were multiple food choices and all what you think make an uwambe a good one. In case you don't know what uwambe means, uwambe is a Yoruba word that can be translated to mean party. But if you directly transliterate it, it means it is there. It is there. Something is happening there. So back to our story. Then the elder brother got angry about how the father was so lavish in his acceptance of his younger son. You have to realize that the prodigal son could have refused to be treated that way because he felt like he was undeserving of it, which is very correct, and just really insist and maybe go back or run away or just do something, just and like, I really do not want this, I'm not worthy of this, and just run away or do whatever I want to do. Some even argue, and I quite agree, that the parable should be titled The Parable of the Prodigal Father because it was the father that was lavish and extravagant in the love that he showed to his son, more than the son was extravagant in wasting the father's resources. But lest I digress, back to the story. He could have refused adamantly. It's like, I'm really not deserving of this, so let me just go back and go and continue my sapa life. One day, I go make calm, that sort of thing. And why am I saying all this? We are all like that younger son that is undeserving of the love that the father lavishes on him. And while the father lavishes love on us, we have a choice in embracing or running away from it. The father's love is still very much dependent on your free will. And so, yes, God loves everyone, but not everyone embraces or accepts the love. And even for people that do have relationship with him, it is possible to still hold back and not just open your hands fully to the love that God is pouring out and showing to you because you feel like you are not deserving. We have this tendency as human beings to want to deserve everything that we get so that we are not at the mercy of others, because it's a wicked world out there, and sometimes when you get a favor from someone, you don't want to be indebted to somebody, you don't want somebody to continue to hold a favor at your face or anything like that, or even take advantage of you in future. And we tend to sometimes bring that into our relationship with God. We want to deserve God's love that we can never deserve. And so instead of opening ourselves up to God's love, we just tight our chest. We just hold back. We just don't rest in the fact that this love has been given to me. Yes, I do not deserve it, but I can embrace it. Yes, I am not worthy, but I can embrace this love. You might have walls, and rightfully so sometimes, but God is not a person you put up walls against. With God, you are sure that He has your best intention. With God, you are sure that you would never regret your decision. And sometimes it might just be the trauma from other relationship, other experiences with people that just makes you very reluctant in your relationship with God, reluctant to just backs in that reality that you have received grace from God, you have received God's love, and this love is the highest and best form will ever exist. And this is not just something that happens to those who do not already believe the gospel. It is something that can still happen to people that already believe in Jesus. It is possible that you believe in Jesus, but you are just trying to day your day. You are just trying to be on your own and, let everybody be all right. But that is not how God works. That is not how His relationship with you is meant to work. God is willing to lavish His love on you, and He already has through the sacrifice of Christ. He wants you to open up your hearts to Him. He wants you to embrace the truth and the reality that He loves you this much. So rest and stop trying to resist God's love. Stop trying to resist God's goodness to you, God's kindness to you. Stop trying to resist growing deeper in your relationship with Him. You can rest in His love. You can let yourself be immersed into His love, into the reality that you have been loved by the God of the universe. You have been loved by the monarch that reigned, that made the world. I know that when it comes to other types of relationship, it is important and necessary that you place some sort of boundaries. But with God, there should be no boundary. You should rest. You can rest in your relationship with God. You can rest in God without any limits, without any barrier, without holding back any part of you to God, because God is safe. God is trustworthy. He's worthy than any other person. He is not like maybe those who have taken you for granted in the past and have caused your world to skyrocket. And I would say this is an important part of spiritual growth, learning to just embrace and be immersed in the truth that God loves you, because it is not your default. You have learned maybe from previous experiences to not give your all, to hold back a little bit, to be guarded. But with God, you do not need to be guarded, because He is your shield. He is the one that keeps guard and keeps watch over you. He is the one that keeps you safe in the palm of His hands. And maybe you are listening to this and you don't feel like you have any walls. You don't feel like you have any restriction or anything like this, and you are wondering if this episode is for you. You can always ask God to help you to just embrace His love, to just rest in His love. Because no matter how much you think you have embraced it, you can still, would I say, embrace it more. This reminds me of a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians church, that he said that you would grow in the knowledge of God's love. You would know the height, the depth, the breadth, and the width of God's love. So if Paul could pray that for the Ephesians church, and in Philippians he said of himself that I may know Him, a crucial part of knowing God is knowing His love, knowing His love for you as a person. And so the love of God is something that we would keep embracing. It is like a bottomless pit that we would keep falling into, only to realize that we still have not gotten to the end of it. So this episode is not just for people, for you, it is for me. It is a reminder that there is so much love that we would keep knowing. There is so much of God that we would keep embracing. So comrade, rest in God's love. Rest in His knowledge. Have a lovely week. Resting in God's love.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Wicked Awkward Podcast. I hope that you learned it in also and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace and joy.